I would love to know what the word gutsy means to you.
Going all in on yourself.
Being you.
Trying something new and scary.
Uniqueness and diversity.
Saying what you believe.
To persevere and keep going.
Risk taker. Rebel.
Empowerment. To own your circumstance.
To give myself permission to want what I want.
Creating your own path.
Stepping out of your comfort zone.
Feeling the fear and doing it anyway.
Going after what you want.
That moment when I do the true thing instead of the easy thing.
Feels like jumping off the cliff and trust that it's going to be okay.
Taking the next step without knowing where it's going to take you.
I can do anything. It's just about me choosing to do it.
Going for it.
Taking risk. Making the leap outside of your comfort zone.
An embodied sense of your power.
Like courageous and sassy all in one.
Just following what lights you up and where your heart and soul is calling you.
Do the thing. Push the boundaries.
You can make decisions on your own. And even if you're not sure if the decision is going to work out, you're willing to try.
That you are willing to get uncomfortable to pursue the thing that you want.
Being you.
The moment when I said yes to being an entrepreneur.
Making that decision to embark on that journey, step onto the ship, watch the shore disappear, and look toward the horizon and say, this is fucking scary as hell, and I'm so excited to do it.
Welcome to this very special Power Back episode, the 200th Power Back episode, to be specific, of the Gutsy Podcast, which aired in 2019. We're celebrating 200 episodes, 5 years of episodes, and as I was gathering information to celebrate this milestone, I realized that it's been 10 years this year since I began to interview entrepreneurs. Earlier this week on the 200th primary episode, I shared the origin story of how the Gutsy Podcast came to be. And before podcasting, I was interviewing live in person on the green couch. I love going back and revisiting those videos because they literally just tug at your heartstrings and help you to remember why you're doing this in the first place. And when I looked at the date, I was like, Laura, how did you not realize and recognize this? Our very first interview session was in January of 2014. And now we're celebrating 10 years. 10 years of interviewing, 10 years of speaking, 5 years of podcasting, 200, actually 400 technically episodes. We're in the 200th week. And it's all because of two things. One, you continue to show up. You continue to listen, to be hungry for information, to grow and evolve your life in a positive way. And second, because I keep listening to myself. I keep trusting my intuitive nudges, following the things that feel interesting to me. And the combination of those two things together create like energy and magnetization more than any dollar could purchase. This is the type of energy that I love to see for you as well. That by saying yes to yourself, by following your own curiosity, giving yourself permission to try, to figure it out, to stumble along the way, and ultimately to nail things, combined with having people that are like, yes, I love what you're doing. I love what you're saying. I love having you in my world. I want that combination feeling for you. And I want you to know that it's possible. And all that begins with honoring who you are and what you actually want in the first place. For today's Power Back celebration episode, I thought that we would do a little throwback to five of the most popular Power Back episodes over the last 5 years. I always find it really interesting to do exercises like this because it really becomes incredibly obvious what we're all either collectively hungry to learn more about, what we're collectively struggling with, and what collectively we're just having conversations about, whether it's with other people or in our own minds. So today I'm going to break down the top five episodes and cover the learning points, kind of the takeaways from each of those, and even share some of the collective experiences on why I think that these are topics that are rising to the top. Before we dig into that though, the Gutsy Collective is officially opening in a couple of days on April 1st, 2024. This is also the final call to gain access as a founding member, which means you're going to save 21% off of your membership for up to a year. The very first audio lesson drops on April 1st. And just to give you a little bit of an idea of what that looks and feels like, Power Back episodes are kind of like what these audio episodes are going to be like. They're going to be short, 15 to 20 minute focal points, except each month, we're going to have a topic focus. And so after that first audio launches, each Monday after that, I'm going to be sending you 5 minute focal audios, things for you to take intentional action on, ways to create momentum. I want you to actually tangibly see and feel the difference in your world. So these audios are going to help take that lesson and expand it in tangible ways for you to do it for yourself. Alongside that, you're also getting the community aspect, built-in accountability. You can have conversation with your peers about what's going on. What am I stuck on? Let's celebrate this together. And we're going to wrap it all in a nice, neat bow because I'm going to have a 90-minute live Q&A each month with members. So whatever questions come up, whatever you need help with, for 90 minutes, the floor is yours, and I am too. I'm so fucking pumped to support you in this space. I'm not even making this shit up. Like, this has been a long time coming, and it feels right in my soul. So go to lauraora.com, click on the Gutsy Collective at the top of the page, and at checkout, enter founder21 to save for your first year. All right, my friend, let's dig into the top 5 Power Back episodes over the last 5 years. So fun fact about Power Back episodes, they have definitely grown and evolved. If you've been listening for quite some time, you may have noticed that shift. If you're new, then I'm just going to tell you what's been going on. So I originally started Power Back episodes as a way to piggyback off of the guest interview episode that happens every Tuesday. And while that was fun and enjoyable, I always felt like I was just kind of like hiding in the shadows of other people's information and content. I love the guest episodes. They have their own flavor. They have their own shine. These people have their own expertise. And I felt like I was like trying to understand their expertise and then give you tangible ways to do things with it. And I'm like, okay, hold on, Laura. How do we do this more like me? What is it that I really want to truly do? And this was about the time where I was really discovering that I'm a speaker, really owning that I'm a teacher. And my podcast team at Idea Blossoms was like, you really need to shine a little bit more in your own content, Laura. We want to hear stories from you. We want to hear teachings and coaching from you. So why don't you give us more of you? And I thought, you know what? You know what I can do with that? I can do Power Back episodes through my own. I'm not even kidding. Almost within the first 1 or 2 episodes of doing it that way, Power Back episodes very quickly became the top downloaded episodes of the Gutsy podcast. I have a ton of fucking fun with it. It's free space to teach and guide you. And the numbers don't lie. It's telling me that you all like this as well. So we're going to keep up with this format. All right. So coming in with Power Back episode 184, it was about rest, handle, or avoid. The concept behind this episode was whatever you put off today, you have to handle or deal with tomorrow. And that cycle will continue until you choose to do something differently. It's a bit of a call forward to say like, okay, we really need to either recognize like, hey, I need to rest in this situation, or it's time to handle or deal with this situation. The alternative then is I'm avoiding it. I'm putting it off. It's rolling over, rolling over, rolling over. What I recognize from this episode is that we collectively have a lot of stuff that we just don't want to handle. Why don't we want to handle it? Thoughts, feelings, emotions, time, energy. And that it's often backed with the need for clarity and focus. There's like a huge craving for clarity and focus. Now, it's not always about pushing through things because we need to honor our body. So that's why it's called pause, handle, avoid. Pause meaning reconnect with yourself. Process the feelings, feel things out, give yourself the opportunity to rest. Sometimes you really just are tired and really do just need to rest. Other times, though, we need to handle it. Write out a plan, ask for help, take one messy step forward. Let's actually get the thing done or at least get it moving. Because what's the alternative? Is to avoid. Shut down, it stacks up responsibilities, it reinforces the stress and anxiety, and it doesn't move you forward. So what do you need to do today? If you're looking at your to-do list, you're looking at the things that you've got going on in your world, what do you need to do for yourself? Is it really a time and opportunity to rest? Is it time to step up and to handle something? Or are you going to continue the evolution of avoiding it? 10 out of 10 recommending either choosing the first or the second. In the fourth most downloaded PowerBack episodes, we have PowerBack 182, which is going from overwhelmed to focused. Now, isn't that interesting? How the fifth spot was rest, handle, or avoid because we've got too much shit going on. And here in number four, again, we've got too much shit going on. That's the collective message here, is we have so many things, internal things, external things, responsibilities, roles, businesses, kids, like there is just so much stuff. And it's not always about getting rid of stuff because there's really incredible, valuable things in your world. Where it tends to tip the scale a little bit is when we overcommit to things. We take on more than what we really wanted to. We're saying yes when we actually wanted to say no. And the biggie here, people pleasing. Taking on more than you wanted to or you needed to in order to make someone else happy. Overwhelm is just this like resounding energy that is just surrounding everybody. And it also ends up being a choice. Because if you can see that you're overcommitting, if you can see that you're packing your calendar, and you choose not to change anything about it, then you're choosing overwhelm. Unintentionally, of course, but you are. So what are some learning moments from this episode? It's about moving your body, brain dumping, and focusing. We're trying to multitask. We're doing too many things at one point. Like, at some point, we just have to stop. If you're not going to acknowledge your mind and your body and do something about it, no one else is going to. So what are some techniques that you can integrate to take some of that overwhelm down? That might be moving your body, getting some of that energy out of you, brain dumping things, writing a list, getting it down, talking to people, and then giving yourself permission to focus. Tackle one thing at a time if possible. It's also about recognizing that perfection and people pleasing are often at the root for most of the overwhelm. Always needing to have everything right. Always needing to show up perfectly. Always making sure that everyone else's shit is taken care of before your own. If you can recognize that that is a root in your world, perhaps there's another one, recognize the root. What is causing this in the first place? That gives you the opportunity to start to reclaim your power. And lastly, learn how to honor your no with the same amount of passion as you give your yes. Your body will tell you when you want to say no. I guarantee you, you have felt it. Maybe you've not experienced it or noticed it yet, but start to notice when someone asks you to do something that you don't want to do. Notice your body. You're going to feel it, or your brain's going to be like, excuse me, we have way too much shit to do. What do you think you're about to do? Giving yourself permission to say no when you want to say no is one of the most empowering things that you can ever do for yourself, and one of the quickest ways to decrease your amount of overwhelm. All right, coming in the number three spot is PowerBack episode 182, which is Help, I Keep Falling Back Into Old Habits. This tells me that there is a collective desire for change, but how? How do I make the change? All of the women that I work with are in a position where they're like, I want to do the work. I just don't know how to. I don't know how to break the cycle. I don't know what step to take next. If you give me some guidance, you support me with accountability, I'll fucking get it done. I often find when we're talking about old habits is that there's an underlying fear of change. Getting something new requires doing something new. And those old habits are kind of a safety net. So how do we break old habits? Well, I go much deeper into this into that episode. But first, it really starts with noticing. You've got to notice yourself. What are you doing? How are you doing things? And how are you feeling? Awareness is 110% the most important step, because without it, it's very difficult to make change. Second, it's really about making conscious choice and then supporting it with action. This action supports the want, the new desire, the thing that we're moving towards, and it's going to get uncomfortable. Anytime you're making a change, it gets uncomfortable. But that discomfort is temporary, and ultimately it gets you to the place where you really want to be. I also want to remind you that you got to give this time. Breaking an old habit, especially if it's something that you've been doing for years or decades even, that shit is not going to disappear overnight. So I want to remind you to be gentle with yourself, be understanding, support yourself instead of beating yourself up more and making it worse. All right. In spot number two is Power Back episode 177, which is such a beautiful and sweet episode. It's about reconnecting with your inner child. Anytime that I talk to you about your inner child, just everyone shows up. There's a hunger, there's a thirst, there's a depth to it that I can't even put words to. When I teach the Mindfuckery workshop, there is a portion where we focus on your inner child, and it's always so profound because you can see the reconnection begin to happen, the remembering of who you were before the world told you what you should be. And with this episode being in the number two spot, it tells me that there's a collective call to reconnect with ourselves. This is playing again. This is being silly again. This is following your curiosity, going on adventures. These are the foundational parts of who we are that we're missing in our adult lives. I swear someday I'm going to hold some kind of inner child playground retreat extraordinaire or something, because it is incredible to watch women reconnect with their little girl, with the person inside of them, because that's the thing I want you to know and I want you to rehear, is that it's not who you used to be, because this person is still a part of you. This is you. So this is an invitation to remember, what is something that you used to love to do that you no longer do? What's something that feels interesting or exciting or different or unique? Children have the most incredible imaginations. And did I mention they also don't really give two fucks about what other people think until they get old enough where that actually starts to impact them? One of my nieces is so eclectic. She's got these cat eye glasses. She wears mismatched clothes and shoes. She wears these eccentric like necklaces and does her hair in these funky ways. And every time I see her showing up like that, I'm just like, girl, stay like that. I would fight to the end of the earth to make sure that that spirit stays alive in her. I hope that when she's 25, she's still wearing the same crazy outfits. I hope that when she's 40, she's still got those funky cat eye glasses, wearing mismatched prints and just like taking up all of the space. So I encourage you to remember, reconnect with your inner child. Print out a photo of her. I have a picture of little Laura, not only on my desk in my office, but also upstairs. And it reminds me on a daily basis to connect with myself, to remember that that part of me still exists. So if you have access to images of you as a child, print one out. Go pick out a fun frame that just really represents your personality and put it in a space where you spend a lot of time or that you pass on a regular basis. I also want to remind you to play, to be the person that you needed then for yourself now, that the love and the compassion that you seek comes from within. And by honoring these parts of you, that not only do you get to reconnect with yourself, but you get to experience the joy of being yourself again. And last but not least, the top downloaded Power Back episode of all time is Power Back 170, which is what filing bankruptcy has taught me. And when I first saw this, I was like, well, one of my most vulnerable stories is one of the most downloaded episodes that I have. How do I feel about that? And you know something? I actually feel pretty fucking good about it. Because it's stories like this that need to be spoken. It's these raw, real conversations, real shit that people are dealing with behind closed doors where no one else is talking about it, that you feel like there's something wrong with me, I screwed up, I fucked everything up. If only you had someone else that was like, hey, this is what I went through and this is how I overcame it and how I'm living now. Like imagine how many different scenarios in life, not just talking about bankruptcy, but in all types of different major life shifts. As people, we go through some hard shit alone. And that's what this tells me, that we collectively experience tough shit alone. And that there's an incredible need to have honest, open, supportive conversations about it. I didn't talk about my bankruptcy story immediately. There was a time, a period, a space, a healing, a growth that needed to happen within myself. And once I found myself re-grounded within me and my abilities, I felt so called to talk about this out loud. What situation in your life could maybe have gone a little bit differently, or you could have felt more supported or more seen if someone else would have said, hey, I see what you're going through. Here's my experience. Let me help you. If somebody would have allowed you to speak or talk or share your experience without judgment or criticism. Imagine something that you've gone through, that you've healed through, that you have knowledge and depth on. If you could share that story, if you could share your wisdom, if you could be that person for someone else to say, like, I hear you, I understand you, here are some suggestions if you're open to it. Imagine how your story could impact someone else. Now, I recognize that there are all different levels and shades of vulnerability. I'm not asking you to like pour everything out that you've ever done in your entire life. I'm just saying that vulnerability is a fucking superpower. And it brings people together probably faster than anything. When I share this story, I remind you that A, you're not alone. That what you don't heal and release will continue to show up. This is an opportunity to go through this process, to be vulnerable with yourself first. That shitty moments are not defining moments, and that overcoming challenge is a choice that you get to make. We started off this episode talking about choice. We're ending this episode talking about choice. And that's the common theme here, my friend, is that you have a choice. You get to choose how you take your power back, whether it's in your voice, your presence, your time, your money, your relationships, yourself, your health. Reclaiming aspects of you does not happen overnight. It comes from making individual choices and then taking action that supports it. You get to experience the quality of life, the love, the support, the connection, the growth, the success that you're looking for, all because you chose you. My friend, what an incredible week. I've been sharing stuff online all week long about like throwback pictures and reel compilations and just all kinds of amazing throwback moments. And I've just enjoyed reliving all this with you. It's helped me to reconnect with my why. It's helped to re-energize me. I'm going to continue to share more stuff over the weekend. So definitely follow me on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. I'm at that Laura Aura. And before I let you go today, again, I just truly want to share my deepest gratitude with you. While you may feel like we're a million miles away or like I'll never know who you are, I feel you. I hear you doing the work. I see you taking one step forward. I can sense the hunger for information, for community, for gathering. And how beautiful is it that we get to come together in this space each week? Because I chose me, and in this moment, you're choosing you. And we're coming together in that intersection. The energy in this space that we spend together each week is profound in the best of ways. Not only is it where we make individual change, but it's where we make collective change as well. Together, we are changing standards. We are rewriting stories. We are showing the women around us that there is another way and that you can choose you too. And we're impacting the little girls that are watching, the next generations, the ones that won't deal with half of this bullshit. All because collectively, we chose to show them that there's another way. So I invite you to continue to meet me at this intersection. And if you want to take that vibe one step further, meet me in the intersection in the Gutsy Collective, because the vibration that's happening in that place is fucking unhinged. Thank you for being a part of the first 5 years of the Gutsy podcast. And thank you for being a part of who knows how many more. I am Laura Aura. And until I see you next time, stay gutsy.